Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Cheryl, and on the 14th, I agreed to a $7.95 charge for a speaker that I thought was through Lowe's. What I have come to find out is that True Vital attempted to charge my account again for another $60-some-odd, which I was flagged by my bank, and I've spoken to my bank. I did not agree to any additional charges. I agreed to the one charge for a speaker, and I thought this was through Lowe's, but I've been informed that it's more of an ad, and it's kind of a scam.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
Let me see. I don't remember what I gave. Probably 06776.
And may I have your first and last name?
Yeah, well, I can give you the reference number. How about we do that?
Yes, I'm still would need the first. I still would need your first and last name in order to know what account I'm looking for. So I still would need that information, but you can go ahead.
Last name is Gould, G-O-U-L-D. First name is Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
Okay, and you can still provide me with the confirmation.
823-019-720-739-000-168-78941.
Thank you. So I have located the account. I do show that you did order a Wi-Fi booster. This is a product, boost Wi-Fi signal, coverage, things of that nature. You paid the shipping and handling, $7.95. Per the terms and conditions, as explained, by placing an order, you would also be signing up for our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online gadget store that's priced at $67.32 a month.
Yeah, I didn't agree to that. That was not evident. What was proposed or presented was the speaker. I will not accept any further charges because that was not obvious. It was obviously very deceitful. And if that's a problem, I agreed to the $7.95. I agreed to nothing else, and I do not agree to any additional charges.
Right, so I will go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. That goes in effect immediately. Just a moment.
Okay, does that include the $7.95 or just the $60 and whatever it was?
The cancellation is for the overall both of the account, so it's going to cancel the account from you being billed any future charges. But if you're asking for a refund, I can submit that for you.
No, I agreed to the $7.95. I expect to get a speaker in
so
the mail.
So you're asking for a refund for the $7.95, is that correct?
No, that's not what I'm asking for. I'm asking not to be billed any additional charges. What I expect is that I paid $7.95, and I expect to get a speaker in the mail.
Okay. Okay, so I'm just going to place you on a brief hold to go ahead and submit the cancellation. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for holding. So the account has been canceled. If you have a pen or pencil, I will provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
right, the
Go ahead.
confirmation is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
259.
Right.
350. 231.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the full confirmation. So as a recap, the account is canceled and you have the confirmation for that for your records.
Okay, thank you. I hope I don't see any additional charges. Like I said, the bank was fully aware of what was going on here. Okay,
okay.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.